Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. It is officially fall. We have put the clocks back an hour, but southcoastbotanicgarden.org is available anytime so that you may make your reservations to visit the garden. While you're making those reservations, check your calendar so you can get your tickets for the GLOW celebration, a special light and sound experience coming to the garden. GLOW begins the evening of Saturday, November 21st. Specially priced member tickets are available now, and general attendance tickets will go on sale beginning Friday, November 6th. The garden will glow only through Sunday evening, January 10th, so get your tickets before they sell out. You'll need to bring your mask and then come out to experience the magical garden lights and ocean waters extravaganza. Fall in the garden is a time of unexpected surprise when you find fresh blooms tucked in out-of-the-way places in the garden. One plant that has many varieties in the garden is the bromeliad. As you enter the garden, just along the main walkway bordering on the sundial to your left, is a beautiful stand of Dickia bromeliad. These spikes of vibrant tangerine orange-colored flowers are a beautiful counterpoint to the bright green and brown of the palms behind them. Look closely and you'll see a brown grasshopper nestled in the branches. Wandering along the path into the children's garden, you can see some early blooming paper whites and a few late blooming daylilies on your way to gaze into the little pond. If you look closely, you just might see the turtle who lives in the pond. If he didn't have the red markings on his head, he would be almost completely camouflaged by the stones at the bottom of the pond. Follow the path into the lower meadow and to the far side next to the gazebo where the Purple Prince bush violets are in wild bloom. You can look right behind them to see the beautiful backdrop of cream-colored hibiscus with red centers. If you head out of the lower meadow toward the formal rose garden and walk the paved road to your right, you can find two more blooming bromeliads. Right in the front of the tropical garden area is a large bed of Queen's Tears bromeliads. The arcing hot pink flower bracts have delicate blue blooms weeping from the ends. Then if you wander on down the path around the big clump of bird of paradise and look really closely around the other tropical plants, you will also find a very pretty pink vase plant in bloom. The pink vase plant is the common bromeliad that we often find in our local nurseries. If you head then out of the tropical plants toward the amphitheater lawn, you can start a scavenger hunt that can only really be done effectively in the fall. Starting with the deodar cedar here at the amphitheater lawn, then head down Canyon Road to the overlook where you can find Alpine Lane. Take Alpine Lane to see a whole forest of pine and cedar trees that you can examine for the pine cones. It's fun to see what the different cones look like, but you have to really look high up in the trees because the squirrels get to them so fast that you won't find any whole pine cones on the ground. Another beautiful bright bloom in the garden right now is the orange dragon. You'll find this plant blooming in a couple of places along Alpine Lane. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.